I'd like to call to order the McDonald Local Board of Education regular meeting for Monday, September 19th, 2016 at 7:08 PM. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon.
Here.
Mrs. Clace.
Here.
Mr. O'Connell.
Here.
Mr. Saganich.
Here.
Mrs. Harvey.
Here.
Five members present.
If you could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we can move on to item four, approve the agenda for the regular meeting of September 19th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion.
Were we going to move the?
Yeah. Executive session will be moved to the end of the meeting so that we can do, continue on with all the other business before we go in. There'll be no action to follow. So executive session will be moved to item number 17. One other note to the agenda under, that would be under eight for recognition of visitors. Mr. Hart, the TCTC Board Representative, will not be in attendance tonight. We can. Yeah, and at that point, we'll ask for anybody else who wishes to speak, other than Mr. Gray, who's already on the agenda. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes. Motion carried. Move on to number, item five, student and staff recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a short list with the beginning of the year, but want to first of all thank all the students and teachers and everything they've done for helping get the school year off to a good start. Couple items from the, from Roosevelt, Guys and Ties performance will be on October 12th, 7:00 PM at the high school auditorium. And thanks, special thanks to Mrs. Woodford in advance. Also want to thank members of the safety patrol who've been arriving to school early and staying late after, and thanks to Mrs. Conley for being the advisor. The PEGS group is sponsoring a candy bar sales, and that money's going to go to purchases of technology and also support many of the activities throughout the school year, including $100 teacher grants for every teacher. So we appreciate what PEGS does for us every year. And I want to conclude by letting everyone know, we had a very successful waiver day last Monday. We had consultants from the Trumbull County Educational Service Center in working on curriculum, looking at our test data. And we'll be putting a lot of work in reviewing that data and determining what areas we need to work on. And I might mention that our first district leadership team will be meeting on September 29th, where we'll be discussing a number of programs or ideas to continue on toward academic improvement for the district.
Any questions for Mr. Austin? Thank you, Mr. Austin. We will move on to item number eight, recognition of visitors, audience participation. Danny Gray, you've got the floor.
So this year, the fifth and sixth grade students at Roosevelt Elementary were taken away of our recess privileges. This is our reasoning and research to prove why we still need recess. We weren't given any notice about recess being taken away. Also, the parents or students were not given a reason until the second week of school. Instead of recess, we were given enrichment or intervention time, and we really don't use that time for anything. Basically, we just go 10 minutes over our class. Nothing changed in the teacher's lessons plan or schedule. Our schedule was perfectly fine. No problems occurred. teachers had time to grade papers and have their own intervention time at recess. We'll be stating facts and opinions we researched. So we benefit the most from having a good break to take our minds off of the work that we have to do. Just like adults perform better when they take breaks, children focus better and process information more proficiently with recess time throughout the day. All day in class, kids are being told to sit down and be quiet constantly. We need a recess to get our energy and exercise so that this does not happen. Most notably, regular recess helps break up the monotony of sitting all day in class. In most classrooms, kids sit in class for hours on end. This is end of our research and reasoning for recess to say. And we also have another paper that said.
Recess serves a critical role in school as a necessary break from the rigors of academic challenges. Recess is a complement to, not a replacement for, physical education. Both promote activity and a healthy lifestyle. However, recess particularly unstructured recess and free play provides a unique contribution to a child's creative, social, and emotional development. From the perspective of a children's health and well-being, recess time should be considered for a child's personal time and should not be withheld for academic or punitive reasons.
Cutting recess should be a concern of parents. Recess is strongly recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, the National Association for Sports and Physical Education, and the National Association of Early Childhood Specialists, and state departments of education. The American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, has stated that recess is unique from structured physical education and is a necessary part of the child development. New research in the fields of child development and physical activity has revealed the importance of the period of socialization and played to those eager to eliminate it in favor of academics. The benefits of recess include cognitive and academic benefits, social and emotional benefits, physical benefits, and research that shows how important recess is to children's development, physical health, and behavior health is needed to convince stakeholders that it is free time, isn't wasted time. Madsen, K, 2011, Physical Activity and Positive Youth Development, Impact of a School-Based Program, Journal of School Health, Murray R. and Ramsdatter, The Crucial Role of Recess in School, Pediatrics, Murray R. and Ramsdatter, The Crucial Role in School, Pediatrics. All postings to the health policy form, whether from employees or those outside the institute, represent the views of individual authors and or organizations and do not necessarily represent the position, interest, strategy, or opinions of Alterum Institute. Alterum is a non-profit, non-partisan organization. No posting should be considered an endorsement by Alterum of individual candidates, political parties, opinions, or policy positions.
Is there any other students that wanted to speak first? I don't want to. Hey, you guys came here. We want to make sure you get.
Cutting recess isn't the answer to higher test scores. There was a rumor that went around throughout the school that we got recess cut because of low test scores. This fall, when parents of children returning to the District of Columbia schools discovered that recess had been cut to 15 minutes a day for elementary schools, they protested, citing the importance of free play and chat and activity for child development. The same scenario has played across the nation to shorten recess, cut physical education, and eliminate other activities to make room for academics and standardized tests. According to research conducted by the National Association for Sport and Physical Education in 2012, less than a fifth of the states required elementary schools to provide daily recess.
Anybody else have anything student-wise to add?
We started a petition, sort of, and we got as many people as we can. We have over 80 people signed, around like 115, like that's like probably around the exact number, on these two papers and stuff. These people, since some of them aren't here, it just shows that more people would want recess, since they're not eligible to attend.
I just want to take a minute to thank you guys for coming. I mean, first of all, it takes a lot of guts to not only be here today, but I know these guys all, at least a good group of them, came to my house a couple weeks ago and knocked on the door. So, and we had a similar discussion out there, and it was fascinating because it wasn't just me and you guys. It was my kids that are a little bit older than you guys, and then my neighbor, who's a senior in high school, joined in the conversation. So it was a really good, spirited conversation we had. And, you know, I just think you guys deserve a lot of credit for being willing to come here today. I even saw the Instagram page, We Want Recess with the Anonymous. That was pretty cool stuff, whoever came up with that. Why am I not surprised, Danny? From my side, I want to congratulate you guys on what you did. You put social studies into action. You went around, you gathered petitions, you chose to speak at a public forum. And I think it's great not to see just learning about it, but trying to put it in the play.
And I want to second that. I love the research that you guys brought forth too. You weren't just here, you know, being angry and stating your cause. You actually put together a very well, well-written speech, and you guys did a great job presenting it. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
And I appreciate that you told us what your authority was for that. Because it's important that we know where your research is coming from, and you really did an excellent job. And it takes a lot of courage to stand up to authority and say, we don't like what you're doing, so we greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Would you like to deliver the petitions? Thank you.
Good job, Dave. Are there any, is it a good time? Yeah.
What you gave us, I don't know if everybody could hear, and on the minutes, unless you go to the recording, I wish you'd get that to us, so we'll attach it to the minutes that people could read it. So that if you get that information, was done superbly.
Do you have another copy of it, Danny? Or do you, can you?
We can
get a copy.
Get a copy, but that,
yep.
We can attach that to the minutes, and anybody reads it, because
you can go, Danny. Recording. Thank you. Good time to ask any adults to speak before we address. I have a feeling there's some adults that would like to address the same issue too. So the only difference with the adults, if when you stand up to address, if you could just please state your name so everybody can hear who you are, and if anybody has anything they want to add.
Hi, I'm Vicky Stoops, and I live at 425 Utah Avenue. My child is in the sixth grade. His name is Shane Stoops. And I want to start off by also congratulating Danny. And I am extremely proud of him and the students that have showed their support. And I hope that the board will also understand the importance that this is for us parents and the frustration that we feel with this opportunity being taken away from them, and how wonderful their demonstration of support to each other was, and the means of communication that they took to do it. What I wanted to just touch base on is a little bit of the frustration that the parents had about the communication of how it was delivered to us. When me personally, I found out by asking my child, I think like everybody else did, how was your first day at school? And of course, he came back with, we don't have recess. And it was horrible. And I never want to go back again. And his reasoning behind that that he told me was because he did horrible on the test and he was being punished. Now, I am sure, I know my kids' teachers, that that was not what he was told. But he walked away with that feeling and that frustration. And now that the entire grade, both the sixth and the fifth grade, was being punished because of the test. And that this was now going to be an opportunity for them to have more opportunity to study for the test. And I worked really hard in teaching my child that there are more important aspects to school than a test. So where we're frustrated with is that this was a decision that we were told in a letter sent home that was made in the springtime. And that the parents, if we would have known about that ahead of time, we could have prepared our students with, or to our children, your students, with being able to know this is what's coming up, this is what you can expect, and I would have also liked some tools of what I would have been done with this time to further their education. And if it's group activities and individual time, I'm in support of that, but I want to know how that's being done for my child. And I want to show examples of it. And I feel like that not only were we not prepared, I feel like our teachers were not prepared. I feel like from just the communication from my child and what he was seeing, it felt like at one minute we were having intervention and there was a block of time for it, and then we were sent home with a letter of communication saying that that's what it was for. And then the next day, it was the classes were extended. So I felt like they were equally robbed of what they needed, the tools to give to these students. Not to mention climbing the uphill battle of trying to get children to concentrate and focus when they were upset about something that was taken away from them. So what I would like to walk away with is just an expression of the importance of communication with the parents, and some more definition of what exactly is being done for the students during this extra time of classes, more than just a sentence stating that there's going to be more group activities and new individual activities. That is already part of our curriculum. That is something that we as teachers support and push for. We know that I know that my students and my teachers are giving that to the students. But what I want to know is, how is that justifying a removal of recess and that block of time away? So I'd like more communication from the principal, which I have reached out to and have emailed him, Audra emailed him, and had wanted to have a discussion of parents as a group, and we were told to make individual meetings with him to address that. So I felt that this board meeting would be more of an opportunity where we could get some of these answers met as a group, and an opportunity for the parents to voice their frustrations of the lack of communication with our administration that we're receiving and what our students are receiving in school, or children, sorry, I keep saying students, we'll have it, but our children in school.
Let me state, number one, that we dropped the ball. That letter should have been sent home last spring. And I know that Mr. Vecchione, the calls he's made, he has spoken to the parents, and I don't know if he has room with the whole group, but a few people that want to come in, he certainly would sit down and explain everything that's going on and the reasoning behind it.
I mean, I think that's great for us that are able to do that and have individual time with Mr. Vecchione, but I feel like if we could have some kind of across-the-board letter sent home of what our children's curriculum is now and how that is being reinforced by this extra time, what was the reasoning behind it? Obviously, there was a vote made and a reason made for removing it, so what was the reason and why was it felt that it was important to be removed, and how are we supplementing it? So that, and then I want to see record of it with my child, because my child did better this test period, and so I don't want this to lead him to have more frustration and anxiety over this test, where he feels like if I don't do good on this, recess is ruined forever. So I just feel like if we could have more reasoning than that in group activities, that would be helpful.
Well, I mean, from our perspective, I'm not sure if you think there was a vote made by the board to eliminate recess.
The letter stated from Mr. Vecchione that it was the building leadership that had made the decision, which I'm sure they had reasonings for doing that, but that reasoning wasn't expressed to me, or the parents in any way.
Well, I know one thing for sure. I mean, I've never heard anybody come to us and speaking to Mr. Vecchione or Mr. Ross and say, we did this to... we're going to improve test scores, because really the test scores for this year weren't even out in the spring when they were putting this plan together for next year. So I want the kids to know that this wasn't a matter of them sitting in the room. They got your test scores over the summer and said, boom, we're taking away recess. That's not how that plan was put into action. I know the intentions were a lot better than that, and they were for that academic growth. I mean, just a couple things that come to the top of my head. Even, you know, one of the things that Danny and I talked about was, when we say intervention, we often think of kids that are struggling. We're saying intervention, we're saying even the gifted students need to be pushed to levels that they don't maybe get during the regular class time. So first thing, we want to make sure it's not a matter of taking the students that didn't pass the test and saying, this is life or death. What we want to do is say, we can stretch every student a little bit further than they are academically at this point. So I know that's one of the goals of that individualized small group instruction. But first and foremost, I just want them to understand it wasn't a matter of those test results coming back and someone looking at those and saying, hey, we didn't do well. We're gonna punish these kids and put something else in play.
We didn't really get a full explanation. Why was the letter about them taking the recess away, was it supposed to be sent during the spring? Why was it so delayed?
I don't have a good answer for that. It should have been sent last spring.
I think
you should have known coming into the school year.
A mistake was made. I mean, and Mr. Vecchione would be the first to tell you that the mistake was made, that he should have got that letter into everybody's hands.
I've asked. We haven't gotten
official
answers. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a question? They said they've asked multiple times from Mr. Vecchione.
And you didn't get an official answer?
We never got something.
Okay.
During our free time, or that's what they told us, because in Mrs. Mason's class, we first have math, and then we have to move to reading. In math, we only do like a couple problems. Like a couple is two or three or four. And I don't feel like that's actually helping us, because that's when the people that need extra help or something like that have to go downstairs and they explain the math for them. Then after that, we move to Mason's class, and all we do is read self. And then we get up, go to the bathroom, and go back down, still read, and that's when the kids from downstairs come back up. You said that you guys told us that that's more learning for us, but in my class, we're barely learning. We're just doing more problems and more reading.
I mean, I'm gonna add to that maybe. We're not just doing read itself. I mean, we're doing journals as well. But like, really, if we're supposed to be learning, like, we want to see, like, you know, like grammar and like all that stuff, like being taught to us, like being eligible to know how to speak. And like, we know how to speak, obviously, but learning new words. And reading, yeah, we do read a lot. Then we go to journals, and then we read.